Many of you have been in challenging weather, and you are in some now, even fairly close to this room in all that is going on. And so we are going to then underline for you how to be in a positive way in bad weather. If you have experienced physical weather, a weather that is cold, weather that is stormy, there are things that you absolutely know how to do. You know that you must, interestingly enough, be aware of the needs of your body. So if there is going to be freezing weather, then you know you are going to layer on the clothes that you need. You are not going to neglect any part of your body, because you know if you do, that part of your body will suffer. For instance, if the weather has become cold and you have a good coat and you have a good scarf and cap and boots, but you do not have gloves, then your hands will suffer. That is what we know from weather. If you are in rain, then you know that if you have a raincoat and an umbrella, and those are functioning for you, but you have, shall we say, delicate shoes, those are going to suffer. We know that. These are the lessons of weather, that you must take care of yourself in every aspect. You cannot be careless. You cannot say to yourself, oh, I do not need shoes for this. You cannot do that, because where you are not careful, there will be a price to pay. And that is what we are looking at in our world. We are looking at how many ways we need to take care of ourselves. In times when the, quote, governing force is so incredibly disrespectful of your spirit, of your gender, of your power, of your beauty, there is rain all over that. And what is it we need to learn from that? We need to learn at every turn to be respectful of our power, to know our power, and to not let the rain prevent us from moving with our power. We need to know what is going on around us, but to focus more on us. If we are focused on our power, on respect for ourselves, on not being critical, on not focusing on mistakes, but focusing on power, then when it is time for us to choose, to join, to speak, we will be able to do that from the power of a centered place that knows who we are, that respects who we are, that is loving with who we are. So whatever the situation you are in, do not forget your gloves. Do not forget your scarf. Do all of the things that you need to do to take the very best care of yourself. And that is what we want to remember to do in this time. So when we are looking at how to be, let us be sure that we are drawing the focus inward to focus on the important parts of us. Because when we strengthen those parts, then when it comes time to respond to something that requires our response, we will not be worn out. We will not be ragged. We will not be tired or frightened because we have gone to great trouble to care for ourselves. Is this bad weather? It is. But it is a storm that is going to have a bad end. Not for you. For you, the being prepared inside of yourself during the storm, that is the important thing. But then to release to the universe that it will indeed defeat ignorance, it will defeat evil, it will defeat lying and greed and cheating. It will. So do not count the days outside of yourself. Rather, honor the days inside of yourself that respect you, that take care of you, that build you up, that recognize at every turn when you can do a powerful thing. And when you do a powerful thing, see it, know it, claim it, and know that that belongs to you. And this is the wisdom for the time in which you are living. We want to speak briefly, of course, to two things, and that is, it would be strange if there were not some fear, if there were not some grieving, given what is up here that is speaking against who you are. But we want you to see that that does not take away your power to speak for who you truly are and where you are truly going. So this is the teaching for this time. We will no doubt talk about some of the other challenges as we go along. But please remember that we are with you. And whatever arises, we will give you the counsel of the universe. And we will fill you, if you will open. So we will take a few moments to speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to make a straight spine and breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain fall and wash away the week. And feel the tension and the pressure and the frustration and the anger of the week flow away from your body. And feel that your body becomes light as it releases all that has been challenging or frustrating. Let it go. And feel the guidance that is around you. Gather up that energy. Gather it up and pull it away from you. And feel that you are in a field of protection. And feel that clear, strong energy all around you. So that no matter what you feel, no matter what you think, your first awareness is how you are loved and how you are protected. And where you walk and move and feel, there is you and how you are known and cared for, how you are respected, how you are valued. And feel how this energy around you keeps all of those fine things close to you, close to your body, close to your energy. And feel your own heart's energy growing. And feel the universe sending golden light into your body to make you powerful, to make you full, to make you strong. And feel that golden light open your crown so that the universe can send you more, can send you what values you and supports you and eases your life. And let that golden light touch your third eye and make you intuitive. Touch your throat and make the words that you speak powerful and clear and healing and protective. And feel the golden light make your heart a garden that grows and expands, and makes you a vibrant, creative being, but a being with always a place that you can go to rest and be safe and be wise. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let that golden light displace any emotional energy you no longer wish to carry. And make a place for joy and for the knowledge that you are growing stronger every moment. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel that second center release the vestiges of shame and judgment that may have turned on you, clearing that center so that it can simply clear anything you need to release as you go. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And feel your root begin to come into form so that what you create is truly you. And joins with all the other aspects of you to make you bright and powerful and loved and true. And bring your attention into your heart center. And in the heart center, find that a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. And when you've known the gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.